Number 8, set some goals. Less than 3% of the population consciously set any goals. Notice I said consciously. We're designed to meet objectives, to meet goals all the time. Something as simple as get to the end of the day. Make it to 5 o'clock so I can go home. Make it to noon so I can go to lunch. We set these very little goals all the time, but we don't do them consciously. We let our body sort of work on autopilot. Now, when you sit down and you consciously set a goal, what you're doing for your health is you're turning on your brain's what we call the executive function. And it's got an executive center up here in the frontal lobe. And that executive center executes plans in order to recruit everything in your body to accomplish some task that we set out. So sitting down and consciously setting out and designing what we would love to accomplish is going to turn on that executive center and start to recruit your body in a way that you are going to be able to complete that objective. Now, you can do things as simple, and what I encourage you here today is set some simple goals. Take your time right after this video and set 3 to 5 very simple goals that especially if you're not used to setting goals before, that you can start to accomplish. Things as simple as finishing watching all 40 of these videos, and another goal saying, and implement 25% of everything that Dr. Kyle says here. That's a reasonable, simple goal you can do. You may have seen a video on the internet of, I think it was an admiral, talking about make your bed. And one of the reasons that the military and these guys get up every morning and they make their beds is because you begin momentum of accomplishing an objective that is very simple to do. And that's encouraging to your brain to continue to do objectives throughout time. Now, you can get in and set goals and objectives as big as you want. You could be an Elon Musk and talk about moving humanity to Mars or Venus. You could be something as simple as the admiral making your bed. There's no wrong goal as long as it's a goal that has a realistic outcome for you. And so sit down and do 3 to 5 very simple goals for yourself, even things throughout the week. Things such as make sure I pay my bills all on time this month, or make certain that I keep myself on a budget. If I've never set a budget before, I'm going to set a goal to set a budget. And if you've never set goals, actually the first goal you can set is to set some goals. And you get that from Mark Victor Hansen, one of the great motivational speakers. So that is one of the main objectives for that. And the other quote I want to leave with you is from Jim Rohn, who was one of the great speakers. And he said, the true purpose of goals is to compel yourself to become the person it takes to achieve them. Meaning, it's not so much about what you accomplish, about what you do internally. And one small, quick example and story from my clinical practice, we used to have our new patients set goals at one of our workshops. And we used to tell them, please don't set this as things on what you want to escape from or get away from. It's not so much as I want to get out of pain, or I want to have this pain go away, or I never want to be in pain. I used to say, what do you want to have health for? And reframe it and say, don't try to get away from the pain, because there's always going to be a little bit of pain. You may stub your toe tomorrow and that's going to be pain. But if you know that what you're doing is to accomplish health, to accomplish your objective, you're more likely to go for it, and you're more likely to do the things it takes to achieve it, and you're more likely to not avoid doing some of the things that give you a little fear. So it's wise to ask yourself, too, is why do I want this? What is the purpose underlying of this objective for me, especially if you start to get bigger and bigger objectives? So take your time today, as soon as we're done here, unless you're driving, and set 3 to 5 simple goals for yourself. Just simple ones. If you want to go bigger than that, please, I encourage you to go bigger. But today, for the purposes of this, set 3 to 5 simple goals. Go ahead and comment below. Let me know what types of goals you did. I would love to hear from you. I would love to see what types of things you would love to achieve and how that's helping you work your executive function to improve the overall health and recruitment of your body.